Whatever time of day it is where you're at listening to this, everybody, welcome to the Pink Tron. This week it is me, Sean Folkenberg, and Doug McKee. Doug, what are you drinking?
Hey, I am really mixing it up today in honor of Brent's not here, but in honor of his dry January, February, March, and April. I've got a big iced seltzer water, self-made, but to go along with that, I have bits and pieces of my chocolate Easter bunny that I'm going to be eating along the way. So I'll beat that.
It's going to be really similar, actually. I've got a passion fruit tangerine kombucha,
Ooh.
and a
No.
giant bag of peanut M&Ms.
My gosh, that is darn similar, actually. I think it's I don't know.
So have you been racing the no spring chickens?
I have not. The timing has not worked for me. This will be my first one today. I was all caught up in the Zwift games, and last weekend it was my last chance to race the Epic. It was like a 2-hour rolly course. I feel like most of the long races in Zwift, either you have to go up a giant climb or you're on the flat for a long time. And this one was like six punchy climbs, and it was the second time I've done it and I loved it. And so I wanted to do that one more time. And but this week the spring chickens looks were super fun.
Before we get to it, let's so how did the Zwift games go for you?
It was really, really cool. Instead of being a weekly series, it was like an every 3 or 4 day series, which was a little weird to fit into the schedule. And then it was GC, so it was incredibly strategic to hop into race slots that had a lot of people. So
regardless of, it was like, if you just try and finish with the front in the fastest group possible.
And you would, like, there was one race where, I think it was the very last stage, maybe it was the second to last stage, but it was the Glasgow course. One of the Glasgow courses, and I finished 49th. And I don't know if I've ever, I'm, it was the highest average power I've ever had in a Zwift race, finishing 49th. I was dying the whole time. And,
but you held on.
But I held on, and it got me a lot of time. I think it was the fourth stage. Yeah, it got me a lot of time on the GC. So it was key to like get into that slot early. And one thing that was kind of fun is if you missed a stage and you had to do it on a makeup, you were done for the GC.
That was
so.
me. Yeah, unfortunately, so I had a lot of fun with it as well. But I was sick during the first week and a half. So I missed the first two stages and then wasn't fully there. Like I got dropped with a few K to go on stage three, which was the, I think that was the Epic for, but I was in C's.
You were in C's,
so
yeah.
it was,
Still not an easy course.
It was still, yeah. So it, but like I got dropped halfway up the volcano,
Right.
Near the end.
Yep.
But by the end of it, like I, on the climb, so for, I actually really liked the course that they added for the C's and D's for the climb, which was you come out of the jungle pens, turn left, go down, and then do the epic reverse from, so you don't have to do the bit past the airplane.
Yeah.
But from there to the top was it essentially an FTP test.
It's so steep.
It's one of those ones where it's got like, you know, it's 8% for a few hundred meters, and then you get like a flat or a little like 20 second dip. So there's like a little recovery. I actually did 10, 15 watts higher than I've ever done for that time period.
Whoa.
So yeah, I was like, I'm happy with this.
Did you have to go up the radio tower?
No. No.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Boy,
but
whether you go up the Epic forwards or backwards, By the time you hit that, if you're going hard and you hit that radio tower, it's so brutal.
Yeah. This series though, I do feel like we're coming up on the ZRL finals.
Right.
And I think that that Zwift Games series has, so I, you know, the ZRL finals, I think, was not really well thought out this year
No, it's
because
a month in between the season and the finals.
that month left a lot of people less motivated, and there were so many upgrades in that. So I actually kind of
During the
love that there
month.
were in that month where people are really into Zwift Games,
Right.
and there are races like we both did our best ever 20-ish minute power in Zwift Games. I think a lot of people did that, and a lot of people like I am captain of our team, and we lost two guys who did like 3.7 for 20. And it's like, oh, so yeah, you
I see.
absolutely should not be in C.
I on the last stage, speaking of PRs during the Zwift Games, I beat my PR up the Alp by like a minute and a half. Like, absolutely destroyed it. I had no idea that I could hold that power the whole way.
I've actually found, and I think that this is something that a lot of people find. It's not necessarily sustainable, but when you have been racing consistently and hard for, so for me, it's when I've done like two or three races a few days in a row, that even though I don't feel good, often my best power will be on the last day. Or so like I one of my best ever things was during the Omnium, and it was the third race of the day, was a 10-mile TT, and I felt like terrible but did great power. And I think there's something to these, like I think that the like FRR, the essentially like a world tour or the Grand Tour thing that Tatum
Where you
was
race every
doing, there's some
day.
like interesting stuff.
I mean, look, fitness is all about giving your body stimuli that it's never received before and then having your body adapt.
Yep.
And racing hard, like 3 days in a row, nobody would ever say that that's like something you should always do, but it makes total sense that that would drive adaptation.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously your body is not adapting in that time frame. You're not like
Well, that's true.
building new capillaries or anything right then, but you are flooding your system with all the drugs that make you fast.
Right, that's totally true. And then, like, I mean, there's something to like the mental piece, which is just you get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yep.
And so you just learn how to push yourself harder.
All right, so let's talk about No Spring Chicken. So this will be your first.
But it's the third stage,
It
right?
is stage three. So stage one was just time.
Yeah, the first two, right? We're both scratch races.
Okay, so I was gonna ask about stage two. Stage three is, so there are two different ways that this ends up getting classified. For the overall standings of the race series, it's still just based on your finish time.
Oh, wow.
But for the race itself, like if you're just looking at how did I do in this race, you actually end up being classified based on this one is time first across line, on all of the segments in on the sugar cookie route. So sugar cookie starts at the jungle pens, but you go down through the jungle, and then you pass all four of the coastal sprints. So there's going to be points on each of those coastal sprints, and then a points at the finish. So you go do the coast, climb back up. So you go around to the jungle or the desert, like LAX kind of roundabout, back out of the desert past like the Col du Saddle Springs, go up, do the bypass, the like epic KOM bypass. So you do have to climb up the never ending bridge.
This is at the finish.
Yeah, so you do the never ending bridge, you go past the bypass, and then you take the road back down into the jungle, and the finish is at the jungle banner.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's points for first across the line on the four coastal sprints,
Correct.
and then double points for the finish.
I think that is correct.
So if your strategy is to just sell out completely on the four sprints, and then you just don't have that much left at the finish and you lose the group on the climb, that might not even be that bad if you have enough points on the sprints.
And the all of these are the points are based on your position on the sprints relative to the other riders in your age group.
Right.
So if you can stick with the group and it's a small, you know that there are only a few people in your age group, and you can stick with it through the sprints and do well on those sprints,
Yep.
you may not be losing as many points as you were able to gain by sticking with it. But if there are a lot of people in your age group that you might be, you know, if you blow up, you're going to be behind them, the strategy might be a bit different.
Right, that's true.
Like I'm in the 40 to 44 category. I think there are
How
probably
many
a
of them?
few people that end up in that category. But you know, the 60 to 64 category may have fewer racers.
So right now, okay, so let's see. Last week it was. Oh, wow. So last week there were 29 that finished the late slot for tonight, but there are already 38 signed up for tonight. But then, boy, people
Is
just
that
sign up
for
super
race
late for
two?
this. Race two. So Friday night, race two. Last week, 29 finished, but already there's 38 signed up. But these numbers,
Yeah.
they're really weird because people sign up really late. And then some of the early signer uppers don't actually show up. And
That's
so
true.
I find like the last week numbers are actually more predictive than the current sign up numbers. It's pretty strange, but I guess the bottom line is like these numbers showing up have actually been pretty good.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of age groups. So
Yeah,
even
there
with a lot of
are.
people signed up, there might not be that many people in your age group.
Yeah.
I guess the key is in the pens, try to identify the people that are in your.
Just looking at the sign-ups for this evening's race, it is interesting. There's basically three teams that have
Just import in.
signed up everybody. So there's like 10 ATP riders, 10 herd riders, and like six or seven OTR riders, and then various one or two people teams. So and that is often how things go for like HWR, HS or an HSRL. You know, we get a lot of people from OTR and ATP coming out, so should be a lot of fun.
It looks like for the race three tomorrow. Is it race three tomorrow? The race three tomorrow also has a whole bunch of OTR and ATP and herd
Yeah.
racers signed up.
So Marjolein gave us a heads up for this race, which
Because neither of
was
us have ridden it, but she
right,
did.
which was that be prepared for a very fast downhill out of the gate. She was doing four plus on the downhill and still got dropped. So
Now, hold on. When she says downhill, I think what she means is that all that downhill through the jungle, it's like
yes.
double K.
Yes. So there is a 5K lead in
Right, it's long.
from the pens down to the jungle banner.
Yep.
And it is, I mean, it rolls a bit, but it like that whole lead in is downhill, but it's on dirt. So if the group is pushing, you can't just sit in the wheels and get pulled along all that
So
easily.
bike change.
No.
If only there was a gravel hand cycle for these dirt downhill races.
You get a 2 minute gap just on the downhill and then
And then switch to your
yeah.
bench. Yeah.
But so you were mentioning that like this might actually be something where just being a bigger person might be, you know, might
An
be helpful
advantage.
for sticking with that group.
Right. It, but in all seriousness, I think bike choice is pretty interesting on this course because those four sprints, like you want best arrow, like that's a lot of points. And
Yeah.
so even though there's that climb at the end, you might think Tron.
So again, like I think it depends on where you expect to be. If you are expecting to be with the front group and are like contesting sprints there, then there's a lot of points to be gained or lost. For a lot
Right.
of people, it's you are just trying to hang with the best group that you can. And like
Right.
trying to get dropped as late as you can. I think for both of those, being full arrow is probably the way to go. The big question is whether you expect to get over the bridge climb with the group.
Right. Do you think people are going to, okay, so the question, it's a points race, but you might have people,
Nominally.
well, yeah, so I'm really curious like how it actually goes and how people really contest the sprints because the age groups are not very big. And so if you know that there's one person that's just a faster sprinter than you, you might want to just not contest. People, I mean, people drop into these points races and they don't know that it's a
Yeah.
points race. And then there's all the people going for GC that only care about when they finish. It'll be really interesting to see what actually happens.
Yeah, I think that the setup for next week might be one that works better for being a points race because it's FTS compared against your age group. So it
Right.
doesn't actually matter, like, and a lot of those are sprints. So it's still better if you're in a bigger group so that your sprint can be better. But like in this, it really could be you get first across the line just not because you were a better sprinter, but because you made the group, right? Like there's
Right.
going to be a
Right.
lot of splitting early in the race,
That's right.
that I think determines
First place.
how the race, like what those first across the lines look like for the rest of the race.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah. So it's gonna feel a lot like a scratch race.
Yeah.
Because the group you're in is really going to
I
matter.
think it's going to be a feel like a scratch race with some pushes every time you get to a sprint.
It's a little sad because I look at the course and I'm like, oh, it looks like bullseye.
Yeah.
But
But
I'm not
if
sure it's going to look like bullseye.
right, I think that the upside of bullseye is you start with your group and you know who you're sprinting
Exactly.
against, and like when the faster groups come through, you can like jump on. This one, it's you need to hang on.
I mean, my
I
strategy in bullseye was always. It's been a while since I rode bullseye. I need to get back because it's really fun. But it's to go as hard as I can for the early sprints, where because then you're like a lot of people will like hold back knowing that the last lap is worth the most points. And so I would accumulate a fair number of points in the first half, but then I would start to die. And I'd always give up a ton of points at the line at the very end, and it would really be close. So I don't know. It's going to be
Yeah.
it'll be interesting.
Yeah, so that's no spring chickens. You're doing that tomorrow?
Tomorrow, race three.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be doing race two in an hour or so.
I think Chris Greenland is doing race three tomorrow too.
He's
Signed
signed
up.
up for race two as well, so we'll see when he actually ends
Ah,
up
yeah.
free. Sounds like he's drinking for work right now, so may not make race two. All right, let's.
Is he in your age group?
Yeah.
Oh, then I hope he races race two
Yeah.
then.
So moving on to Herd Beginner Racing, our D category racing series. The course this week is going to be Two Bridges Loop. It's a course I really love. Let me see, how many laps are we doing? It looks like two laps for the E's, or yeah, two laps for the lower categories and three laps for the higher, in among the D's. So that ends
Not
up being
flat.
14 plus K for the lower cat, and then about 21 for the higher category. Yeah, no, not flat. I do the part that is the hardest is that little bypass kick where you go up the beginning of the reverse KOM,
Yep, the reverse hilly.
and then take a
For some
little
reason,
left and come down. Yeah.
I always think Two Bridges Loop. That's got to be in McCurry, but it's not.
No, and it has more than two bridges.
Right. But the very worst of the reverse hilly KOM is the beginning, and you do that.
Yeah, it's the part that goes up over 10%.
Like that's the part where you just when you're doing the reverse hilly, you don't want to get dropped right there.
Yeah.
So you just have to sell out completely on that and then hold on. And I bet you it's the same here on this course.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
Don't get dropped on the hilly.
even more so here because you don't have, so if you're doing the full hilly KOM, you at least have a couple of minutes of it still going up or like flat to catch back onto the group, because people let off the pressure often on that like flatter rolling part of the KOM. If you get dropped off the group here, it goes straight downhill. You do a little like, a couple hundred meters through the bypass road, and then it's straight down the like you go downhilly forward. And so if you're a couple seconds off the group there, by the time you get to the bottom, it's a few seconds, and then that becomes really hard to close.
Great beginner course.
It is. I think it's one that's best if there are more riders.
Yeah. Because there will be splits.
Yeah.
There will be splits.
I mean, the splits could happen really early on this one. The just even going through the S's and then that little S's kick 2K in could start splitting things up.
Bike choice. Best all-rounder?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think because of that like the steep rolling bits, like that's where things are going to start splitting.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Cool.
I think for sure for the D's, I think that's the right choice.
Yeah.
I mean, for A's, they're going to bring enough speed into these things that I think Arrow would make the most sense. But for D, I think the speeds are low enough to where, and you just don't want to get dropped on those climbs. So, yeah, okay.
So that moves us on to Climber's Gambit and the fourth race in the Punch Out series. I am really frustrated that I was out of town last weekend because I've been racing this series up in the B's and
Nice.
doing really well because it's a lot of things that are under, I mean, under 1 to 2 minutes. So
This is right in your
I've got
wheel.
that power.
Exactly.
So yeah, missed the 2x up breakaway Bray last week, which that's just a
Shame.
long sprint. That would have been fun.
Yep.
This week is Titans Reverse via the first 7.5K of Downtown Titans. So
Oh.
basically, this will be you come out of the downtown pens. So you don't use the desert pens. You come out of the downtown pens, head toward the desert, and then do turn right into Titans Grove.
Yep.
And Titans Reverse is the shorter, steeper, but steadier side of the Titans Grove climbs.
This one is a really tricky one because the KOM doesn't start for quite a long, you're climbing for quite a long time before the KOM starts.
No. Is it?
Yeah, because you're coming out of the downtown Pens and then you hang a
Oh
right.
yeah. So, right. You do all those kind of like rolling uphill bits, but
Yeah.
it's the only thing that matters is your time on the segment. So,
Exactly.
like, this is good
So
for those
don't go
people
hard
who,
there.
yeah, this is good for the people who actually know what the race is supposed to be about, because
Exactly.
regardless of the course, there are always people who race it. They're out of the pens at 5 watts a kilo. You look afterwards, they're like, they basically just did a 7.5K time trial.
Right.
And that is another way where you race up, like, and you know, there are a couple of times in some of these where I would have won in the A's because there were like two A's who showed up and they raced the whole thing. And didn't have a like huge punch for the like 1 minute leg snapper or whatever.
Right. Okay.
So
So here's a question for you.
yeah.
Results on Zwift Power
Yeah.
take account of the format of the race, which is only your time on the segment matters.
But
But what about results in the app?
they do not.
Yeah, so
And
they're winning.
even worse is so the results on Zwift Power show up based on the points. The ranking points that you get on Zwift Power are based on finish time.
Oh no.
It's garbage.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
What about the new place we're supposed to go for results?
I haven't, I
I haven't
mean,
even gone there
you mean
yet.
just on Zwift.com?
Yeah, they have like you can now see.
I don't think that they have integrated points races and that kind of thing yet, but I assume that that will be forthcoming.
Did
But
this
I
place
also
have
haven't been keeping track of what's going on with that. I haven't been in town, so.
But this was a like a Zwift one, the new release. This was an like the tentpole feature of the new release was race results on Zwift.com, I
Yep.
think. But it sounded like it wasn't everything that was on Zwift Power and in a format that didn't fit as much on the screen.
Correct.
It's just worse all the way around. Like not, is there anything that's better than Zwift Power?
It's all integrated into Zwift.
But it's not because you have to go to the Zwift.com website. It's not even in the app.
Hey, I leave it to Zwift to bring a new tentpole feature that is worse than what they already had.
It scares the heck out of me because it just seems like it's only a matter of time before they unplug Zwift Power and make us
Yeah.
do this other thing. And
Hopefully they integrate everything before they do.
I hope so. I hope so.
So Going back to Titans Grove,
Yeah.
this is a it's a little under a K. It's like 900 meters at 4.3, 4.4%, but like on average, like for most of it, you're doing 4 or 5%.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a look at
Yeah, what kind of time?
what the times we're looking at for this are. Wow. So,
Fast, right?
well, so a lot of these times are going to be times that were set in races,
Races, yeah.
like in ZRL, where this was a segment, and then you're in a group of 70 and you're flying up a 4%. But so take probably add 10% or so to these times for what you'd be able to do in Climber's Gambit.
Okay, I'm going to argue with you about that. Because in a race, you're going hard a lot before that. And so you're not going into it fresh. Whereas this
Correct.
is like you're 100% fresh. You have all your matches, and then you just boom, explode on there. And like that's, I think you might be able to beat your race time.
We will see. The reason that I say like wow, probably not, are like I'm looking at the some of the times for some of the people on here, and they
Okay.
are like obviously not the not this is not the rest of us, but Dan Pedrosa, average speed 28.7 miles an hour for 1 minute 11 at 726 watts.
Wow.
So like there are versions of this where like you probably don't beat that time because that's
111.
almost certainly in the draft.
So my best time is 136,
Ooh.
averaging 441 watts.
Mine's a 138.
130, yeah. And these are during races.
Yep.
And I know I can hold a
Higher
higher
power than
power than
that.
that for a minute and a half.
But will that, like,
Translate.
I
Yeah,
do think that you're going to be a bit slower,
because there's no
even with
draft.
more power.
Yeah.
I think the interesting question is what do you ride? And where
Yeah.
is the cutoff? Because
Yeah.
so if you're doing 25 miles an hour, you want to be on the fastest thing you have, right? So if
Yes.
you're doing a 120 up this, if you're a fast A who has really great sprint power,
Yep.
like or anaerobic power,
Yep.
get on a TT bike and just fly.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I don't think that's true for the D's.
Right. But even there, like, I don't think a climber bike's the answer. Even for a D,
No,
I think
because you're only
all
going up
that.
a 4%.
Exactly.
So even a 2 minute is 17 miles an hour. It's almost 30K or 30 kph.
Yep.
I think that most people should be able to do. And no worries if this is out of your reach, but like most people should be able to average 15 miles an hour up this.
What is that in KPH?
That would be 24,
Yeah.
24, 25, up a
Yeah.
4% for 215.
Yeah.
That takes 3.5 watts a kilo.
Yeah. For a minute and a half, that seems doable
For
for a lot of
for
for a lot of people.
215 for
For
a
a lot of
little over
people.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think that even in that case, like that's not climber bike territory.
Yeah.
But what is it? I think that's Tron if you've got it.
What if you wanted to combine and do the spring chickens and this? Are the time slots designed to allow for that?
So it depends on which time slots you are interested in.
Yeah.
They often line up. So I my well, it depends on whether the Spring Chicken's time slots have changed relative to HWR and HSRL and what those time slots usually are, but I love doing a Climber's Gambit and the other series double on a Saturday, and it's usually the it'll be for me 11 a.m. and noon,
Right.
or noon and one or whatever, depending on the time.
I think you can still do
And that, like for this, that's not terrible because it's a 2 minute effort or
Exactly.
less.
Like, if you're wrecked after a 2 minute effort, maybe you shouldn't be doing double races.
Right. Or you're doing that double race as training for being able to race like fatigued.
Exactly. Or you just want to like see how it goes on a TT bike, an all-out effort on Titans Grove Reverse, which sounds super fun.
Yeah.
Don't want to miss out on that.
I think I'm gonna be racing it on a TT bike.
Yeah.
Because I think I can get up near, 31, 32 kph on as an average.
Yep.
I do think that the other upside of that of a TT bike is you might be able to carry your speed into the base of the climb a bit better.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because you're coming down, it's essentially a bowl. So you might have a couple, there might be a couple seconds in it there.
I see that our friend Chris Greenland is signed up for the double. So he's doing the Climber's Gambit at, well, for him would be 11 a.m. Pacific, and then the spring chickens at noon Pacific. So he's going for it.
Let's see. I know that I have done. Okay. So I use this climb as when I am doing like power testing for myself. This is the climb that I use for short power testing. So
Interesting.
anything at or below about 2 minutes,
Yep.
because it gives you enough to push against and you're not going to run out of road.
And it's steady.
It's steady. It's a steady 4 to 5%.
Interesting. Because I would think you would use Hillycom for that, but it's not
Right,
steady.
but it's yeah, so you have the like dip in the middle where it's really hard. Like you've got your whatever it is, 500 watts, 550 for that
Yeah.
first minute, and then you like keeping power for those 10 seconds in the middle
Right.
craters the average. So I did this one like late 2021, trying to do a 2 minute power test, did run out of road, did a 146 at so this is my comparison of times.
Yeah.
So in a race, did a 138 at 482.
Yep.
And then alone as a power test, 8 seconds slower for 10 more watts.
Whoa, you're right. Fascinating. Yeah, and you might be right. We might not be getting PRs tomorrow.
I think I could get close. I think I might be able to make that 8 seconds up because I think I've got more power in the tank for that.
I would just like to say that our friend Chris Greenland did a 127 in
Yeah, I
October
saw
of
that.
2022,
Yeah.
averaging 535 watts.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. That was like, okay, I might be able to do something close to that for a minute and a bit. I don't know about for a minute and a half, but we'll see. Like I just did 700 for a minute, so
It was in a ZRL race too.
Yeah.
So it had to be like a fastest through segment.
And I
So
think that
the
that's
whole back I
what.
went easy and then boom.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's enough for the
HBR.
HBR.
Oh
Or
no,
sorry,
that was
for
Climber's
Climber's
Gambit.
Gambit.
That was Climber's Gambit.
Moving on to Mountain Goats. This is going to be on Lucher counterclockwise, and I think it's a full route, which means so Lucher is the mean segment or the mean course where the lead in is the Innsbruck reverse climb.
Ooh.
So you have to do a one full climb before the 14K route starts, where you do you so Lucher means lollipop. So you start off in downtown, you go up the climb, you come back down, and then you go up again, completing the lollipop. But yeah, 9K lead in with like a 400 meter climb.
Brutal. And it finishes at the top.
I think so. Yeah, I mean
Yeah,
that is
that's it.
where the lap is completed after you cross the KOM banner for the second time.
Yeah,
So assuming that
this
it's
is
a
the one
full
that
lap.
it blows the mind of every Zwifter when they first start.
It's like I haven't even done the I've just done the lead in.
Exactly. It is a crazy lead in. Totally crazy lead in.
This one, I think it is a climbing bike.
You're a climber. Yep,
Yep.
I agree.
The climb is 5.8K at 8%. I do love this climb. Another good FTP test climb. You probably won't be doing a full FTP test if you know you got another one coming up afterward, but hey.
Well, and you have a long downhill.
Yeah, but like this is a workout race. This is a, this is a classic 2x20 or 2x25 or whatever it'll be for you at your level.
I don't know. I mean, let's say you're a pure climber personally and you don't weigh very much. Do you go all out on that first climb and then try to hold on the downhill? Or do you just kind of sit in and take it easy
Sit
for the
in.
first climb, knowing that the big guys are going to catch you on the downhill anyway?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you dust them on the final climb.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not a route for us, Sean.
No, but I won't be
It's
racing it,
fun.
so
Yeah.
but like this is one where my best was in the 23 minute range. Chris, Brent did a 1942. Chris has done a 21. So that's what I mean by like it is a really nice route for a workout.
Right.
Where
Right.
you even as a race, like it's going to be essentially a 2x20, 2x25, whatever it is for your level, even a 2x30. Those are if you just sit at sweet spot, like on the climb, you're not going to be doing much. You're just recovering on the descent, and then you've got like, can you match it? Can you do a little better on the second one?
Yep.
I mean, I go out and do. I hop into the climb portal for workouts like that regularly. So like, if I'm around on Sunday and I feel like I need to get a workout in, like this might be, I might jump into this because. It's just a good workout.
I have a climb a lot like this, only like 5 miles from my house, where it's like 20 minutes from bottom to top if you go super hard. And it's perfect for these like multiple 20-minute efforts because you go hard all the way up and then you turn around and you go back down and you go hard up again. And then if you want to do it 3 times, you can.
Yeah. I don't have any of those. living in the Central Valley, we have a really great climb that's like an hour right away.
Yeah, right. Right. All right. No
Bullseye.
stampede this week.
Yeah, no stampede. So Brent's note was go race no spring chickens or climber's gambit or mountain goats. Like,
Well, Mountain Goats is basically a time trial on that last
yeah.
climb. So there you go. There's your stampede.
And then Bullseye this week. This one's fun. So this is a new course for Bullseye. We are going to be on Castle Crit. So the Castle Crit course, you start in the kind of castle villagey pens. I don't know how best to describe that, but it's basically the ones that are toward Neokio from the castle, but like right there. So you come out of there, head up toward the castle, you go up the little cobbly, like that kind of short, steep cobbly climb up to the castle, loop around, you descend a bit, and then you turn around and you go right back up.
How many laps?
That's a great question, Bullseye. It will be five laps, six sprints. And the sprint is a village sprint, which is not at the top of the lap.
Yep.
So you go through the banner at the top of that climb, like in the castle. Then you go out around and then come back through the little village town. Village town, the little village, and
Yeah.
there is that sprint through there. So that is, as far as I can tell, that's going to be the banner each lap. I would keep an eye on the Bullseye post,
I think
just in
that's
case
right.
I'm wrong. But it's usually
It might be the
the
lap
sprint
banner.
banner.
It's just the sprint banner.
Well, it's usually the sprint banner, right? I don't know.
If you decide to race this, make sure you know whether or not the lap banner
Or the
counts
sprint
as a
banner.
sprint each
Yeah.
lap before you start. That's my advice.
Yeah. And then yeah, end of the fifth. So usually the points do count at the lap banner at the finish, right?
Right.
So.
Right. So
All right.
we believe that it's the sprint banner the first five times. And then the finish banner at the
But
end.
it is entirely possible that it is the lap banner every time you go through it, because you go through it on the lead. Oh wait, so maybe it's not, because you can't do the I think that was one of the problems. Like, you in Bullseye, the first time you go through the banner from the lead in, like, doesn't count. So they never count that one. Am I wrong?
But
I
that's
could
the
be
first,
wrong.
might be the second, but the second one might count.
Right, but what I'm saying is, that wouldn't get you to six total sprints.
Oh, and you're sure that it's six total sprints?
Yeah, it says five laps,
Oh.
six sprints on the
Then there we go.
spreadsheet. So
Yeah. And
I think that it's the sprint banner.
it's definitely the sprint banner. It's definitely the sprint banner.
All
For a
right,
while there, it
that's
was both. It was the lap banner and the sprint banner.
yeah, those ones are fun. And that
Whew.
would be really fun for this, because it's
The laps are so short.
they're 3.5K laps,
Yeah.
and the sprint banner is essentially 1K after the like climb lap banner. So that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's this week in herd racing, just getting people set up for next week. No Spring Chickens is going to be on Libby Hill After Party. I don't know how many laps that's going to be. Yeah, it's not listed. Well, I mean, I guess Libby Hill After Party is
One
five
lap.
laps. Well,
Yeah,
yeah, so
exactly.
it's 5 laps of the top, and then you descend and climb Libby Hill at the end. So it's that.
That's gonna be a
There
fun one.
are
And those are and those the you get points, but they're fastest through segment points.
fastest through. So it is your time through the sprint segments and then your time through Libby Hill.
Yep.
And that actually includes, so it's five Monument Ave sprints, which are the ones that are right after the U-turn, and
Yep.
then the Broad Street sprint right before you descend down to the river. So there are six sprints before Libby Hill.
Right. So that's a pretty pure sprint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, again, assuming that that's how people race it,
Exactly.
because this is no spring chickens, and there's going to be a wide range of,
Skill
let's call
level.
it threshold powers.
Yeah.
There's going to be people who are real fast just sitting at endurance pace that are making the rest of us, mere mortals,
Suffer.
suffer. And then Herd Beginner Racing is going to be on Innsbruckring next week. So another race where you've got a pretty difficult little climb to
Yeah.
really separate things.
Yep.
Cool. So for around the horn, Doug, you had an idea.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to make all our other hosts jealous, and they're going to want to put in their votes the next time around.
Great.
But I thought it'd be fun if we alternated with our personal wish lists for new roads in Zwift. So I've got my three serious suggestions and then my four outside the box ideas.
Sounds like you've got a lot more than I do.
Well, I mean, some are good ideas. I didn't say they were good ideas. No bad ideas in a brainstorm, right?
Yeah. Well, how about you start us off?
All right. So my number one, and my top three realistic ideas, they're not necessarily in preference order. I would say I like them all equally. But my first, and none of these are huge, like other people have had these ideas too. I want some gravel in France. I want like a gravel ascent of the Ventoux so you can go up it and then down it and make loops with Ventoux. It's got all these like gravel stubs that don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing and make for some really interesting loops. And like, frankly, let's bring back the bike change in Zwift racing. That would be super fun. So that's my first. What do you got?
So, this is I'm gonna start with a broad thing, which is I want there to be a Europe map, which and then my other suggestions do branch out of this. But like, we've got Yorkshire, we've got Scotland, we've got London, right? Why are those not all connected? Why can't you do all three in one ride? Why can't you ride in, like, hop into the Channel, and take London to France, France to Paris? So that's
There's
the first.
precedent, ma'am. There's precedent. London
Yep.
and like downtown London and
It's
those
nowhere
hills
near Box
are
Hill.
not nearby. You go
Yeah.
into the subway and then you ride through the subway, and it's really cool. They could totally do the same sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, they've got these, and who knows, maybe this was the idea all along, but they just never did it. But they have the, there's trains in every world, right? Like, everywhere you ride, there is you always like ride by and you see some train going along. Give us train stations. Like, let us hop
Okay,
on
but
the
there, okay,
train.
so that, I mean, that would be cool. But wouldn't you want there to be a race that
Yes.
actually took into account those things? And if you're like hopping on a train during a race, that'd be a little weird.
Right. Yeah.
But so maybe you
But
don't
like,
have races that Maybe you just have like these like links. They've already used the word portal now, so we can't call them portals. But they'd be like magic links, magic roads. Bring back the RGT magic roads for this.
But yeah, I mean, even making a like they have them in Makuri where you go from Yumezi to Nyokio. It's not
Yeah.
like, the graphics totally change as soon as you go through that tunnel.
A weird little tunnel. Yeah.
Same for box like the Surrey Hills and London. You're not seeing the same things from those two places. Just give
There
us a
something about
tunnel.
it. Wasn't there like some sort of like sneak preview video with a train
Yeah.
back, but we never got it.
But like give us train tunnels and we can like ride, like I
Move
said,
ride
the
the train tunnel.
channel. Give us a channel between London and France that that is kind of like Ocean Boulevard.
Were you going to water?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That would
Give
be
us,
pretty cool.
a few like few K of you gotta be under here.
Okay, so that was my number three, was just connect up the UK. I think that would be pretty fun. Do you have any more?
I do, but go ahead.
Okay, so my next one is again like a pretty standard one. Can we please get Mount Fuji? Like we need a big climb in Nyokyo.
So
It's really
you're gonna be like,
obvious.
God damn it, because we're gonna have Mount Fuji
No, we're not.
as a climb portal climb.
I'm boycotting it.
It's I know it's it is
Right
so
from the window.
frustrating. This is the thing that everyone has like. We want that climb in Makuri. It's been there taunting us
It. It's in the
since
distance.
day
Look at it.
one, right? So Yumezi came out, and it's like the first area, and you can see it, and it's always been literally just on the horizon.
If they actually do this with the climb portal, like if they follow through and actually make a Mount Fuji climb portal, I think we hold a protest. And we have like we pick a day and a time. And everyone just rides their bike right up to the climb portal and then stops. So there's like a mass number of bikes just sitting there stopped in front of the climb portal. And then you spam the
So,
chat, we want real Mount Fuji.
yeah. What day is today? Was that done as an April Fool's?
I don't think so. I don't think it was. So what happened was there was a video where Eric Min posted his ride on Strava or posted a screenshot somewhere and like down
Yeah.
below had Mount Fuji in it. And then he said, sorry guys, false alarm. That's actually an upcoming climb portal.
Yeah.
Terrible. It make actually honestly, it's worse than neutral because it means that Mount an actual Mount Fuji is not like
Probably not
imminent
going to happen.
or not going to happen at all. It's
Yeah.
terrible.
Unless, so I do think that there is some. It's really frustrating because this is one of the climbs that like I want the scenery for.
Yeah.
Like it's so cool. I love the way that they have built out Makuri Islands. And
It's beautiful.
I think that Mount Fuji
It
would be beautiful.
may be a pinnacle. It'd be like the
And I think that even just looking at the profile and the map for the route for what will end up on Climb Portal, like it's gonna be a boring like it's 5% the whole way. Like it's just a long thing.
Right.
So yeah, I was gonna say like if what you want is Fuji, you're going to be not super happy.
I mean, maybe what they need is they need like Zwift G, where they take liberties and they make it more interesting than the real thing and prettier than the real thing. I'd be fine with that. I don't
Yeah.
need it to be realistic. I just want a big honking climb with the Makuri Island aesthetic. That's what
Yeah,
I want.
Makuri has no, like, the biggest climb in Makuri is Temple KOM.
I think so. 5 minutes.
A little longer if you're, slower, but that's not, it's
No.
not a climb. Like, it's a
Yeah,
hill.
exactly.
Yeah.
Right, what do you got next?
So mine is another, like, if we have this, there's two versions of this. If we have Europe all connected up, this would work great, but a separate Belgium world, a Flanders world with a bunch of steep cobbled climbs, a tour of like I want to be able to go do a tour of Flanders, right?
Yeah.
With and they're all just do the loop. Like that loop in Tour of Flanders is not a long loop,
No, we do
but it has so many iconic roads.
it. Yeah.
I mean, obviously we're gonna be able to do, they may have to introduce, if you increase your power too much, like too quickly, your bike slips and you have to put a foot down. You gotta really do smooth power. But
There's gonna be a run on those taxneos
yeah.
with the shaky part, the
Yep.
shaky thing where you go over gravel and it shakes you up.
Yep. But like, I want to do the Koppenberg, Pat Paterberg, like.
That would be pretty fun. It'd be interesting if they could somehow figure out how to get like moving around in the pack, because that's a skill into the virtual world. Like that's the thing that I miss out. So I mean, I'm the classic guy that like hammers hard on Zwift all winter, and then I show up for like the first outdoor ride and people are like, what a jerk, because I'm like stronger than everybody else.
But just ride through the back of them.
But then like we're in a pack and like we oh my God, it's a corner, and
Yeah.
suddenly I'm like at the very end of the pack like trying to like catch up as we go around the corner, and like it's the pack sprint, and suddenly I'm like, oh my God, I'm boxed in. How did that happen? I'm the worst at bike handling, the worst at moving around in the pack, and it would just be nice to like not to get a little something.
Yeah, I mean, even especially with things like the Koppenberg, where that's a narrow road.
Exactly.
And
That's the
so
path.
like fighting into those roads
Yeah.
to be near the front and then maybe make the pack dynamics change when you're on a really narrow road so that you can't, like, you have to do a lot more power if there are four people in front of you to be able to move up.
Or what about maybe like you need steering?
I don't love that because I
Well,
don't have it.
I mean, I've got the old Sturzo,
Yeah. But
which is a
like,
good bike.
just, make it like friction. If there's four people, if it's four wide in front of you, it's going to take a lot more power to get through there than otherwise.
Yeah, that would be super interesting. Super.
So yeah, I like, just a like a little Flanders loop would be really fun.
It would be really nice.
I mean, honestly, a lot of my this well yeah we'll talk, I'll bring this up on my next thing.
All right. Now I'm gonna get now it's like silly time. You ready? Well, okay, so first, what about the velodrome? Do you think it's a good idea or bad idea?
I want a velodrome,
But I think you have to change
but
the game to make it interesting.
yes.
You can't just like throw it in there and have people doing laps around it. It has
No,
to
that
be
would
like,
be boring as hell. But to be able to set up, a little track championships, a 4-day, where we've got team t like it's a short little team pursuit thing where you only are able to draft off your four people,
Ooh.
or like. And maybe you don't even see everyone else in the velodrome. Like that's one of the things is just you don't have to be able to see everyone to put up your time for an event.
What about hand slings? Can we have that?
I don't know about that.
Oh God, that'd be amazing.
But
Like you have a
like,
button on your thing, you got to press it in order to do the hand sling. So the other cold hand, like that's craziness.
yeah, but being able to do all those events,
We love being
there is a
able to
whole segment of cycling that that I would be really interested
and
in
trying out.
trying out,
Yeah, they're super.
especially if they are able to implement steering and stuff like the how figuring out the steering for going from the front to the back around a velodrome, on a like on a team pursuit, those kinds of things, like that'd be really cool.
You had really smooth resistance changes that could handle, that could make the banking feel real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be cool. But you have to do it right. Like if they did a bad job with it, it would be terrible.
Yeah.
No.
But like, you know, there are a bunch of types of races that would be interesting then. You know, everything from the sprint where you're just everyone's just rolling around at like 10 watts, trying to, if you're doing a match sprint, just like I'm just waiting for you to go. And it would be funny though, you go to zero, if you go to zero, you fall over. Or they have to introduce the track stand animation.
What if you had a race that was really long and flat and cobbled that finished in the velodrome? I would sign up for that.
Yeah.
That cool.
Maybe put it in the France world.
Put it in the France world. We don't need to put the velodrome in Watopia.
No. There's some more cobbles they could add to France.
It's true. Maybe I'm willing to like.
Maybe add a terrible chicane right before one of them.
I'm willing to give up some of my France gravel for Arenberg. It'd be pretty fun. It'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, they do like I would be really interested to see like there is a very different effect that you expect on it on Ehrenberg that there's just something missing in riding on a bike
Yeah.
like
I like
inside.
watching people ride through Ehrenberg, but I'm not sure I would need to do it myself. Like, I'm not a huge Lance Armstrong fan, but he did say that race belongs in a museum. He
He was right
never
about
rode
some
it, right?
things.
I don't think
No.
he ever rode it. No.
No, he was too busy worrying about another race in France.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
Exactly.
really interested to see whether Tade ever like
Ever rides it?
gives it a big go. Like
Yeah.
I yeah.
Okay, what else you got?
So this does actually kind of dovetail with really what I want to be able to see in Zwift is you are able to build interesting routes that include all the types of things that you want to see in a route.
Okay.
And this is why I would be really interested in having all of the worlds, like all of these little worlds connected, right?
Yeah.
Connect Central Park in Richmond and add like one or two other American
Yeah.
world like sub worlds.
Philadelphia. I mean, the US Pro Championships happened in Philadelphia for years.
Add a like, you know, add Pittsburgh with all the like short steep climbs, whatever it
Yeah,
is.
would be cool too.
But being able to in a single race, you know, maybe add a Spain. So you've got, you know, Spain, France, and Italy. So you've got all of the ability to add the important roads for any of the grand tours.
Not the Basque country. Let's not add that.
But being able to in a single race go up Box Hill, go down through the tunnels, ride across France, and then finish on the Koppenberg, like
Would be fun.
It would be super cool to be able to, and like you then can build like really interesting races start up in Scotland, go through Yorkshire, go through London, then you
That would
like
be really cool.
come across France and finish on the Champs-Élysées. Like,
Yeah. I mean, I've always thought that races on Swift are too short. And so this would allow you to build really long, cool races.
yeah. And like just having the ability to do like race building would be really cool, but it's
Yep.
the it is maximized if you then can connect all of these worlds.
Yep. This one's for Craig. How about a BMX track? Jumps. We could even make it so you can't crash.
Well, Craig needs it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Helmet required.
Yeah, I mean, who
I think
knows
that could
what
be
the
potentially kind of cool.
like maybe you're as you know, you start sprinting and that gets you up to speed, but you need to hit a button right at the right time to be able to like
They launch the jump.
yeah, like you know, when you're playing like Madden or something, like one of those
Yeah.
like some EA sports game.
Yeah.
They'll have a little thing going across, and there's like the optimal point at which you have to hit the button to like make it a good one.
Yep.
And like having to sprint and then
Yeah.
hit a button at the right time in order to like not mess up your run, like that
Yeah.
would be really interesting.
Maybe hit another button to land it correctly.
Yeah.
And if
And
you
then
don't have
after you land it, you have
to
to start sprinting again.
Yeah, because you do have to, and if you don't go fast enough, you like half hit it, and then that would be pretty fun. All right, next. How about paddle boats? We got all the water. The water is all right there. You just like, instead of going out the pens onto the roads, you go out the pens and you paddle really fast, and your paddle boat goes, and they could even have ducks if they wanted to.
Yep.
That would be super fun. I would do that in
That's
a lot
for le that's
of stuff.
for leisure.
Oh no way, man. I would like, can you imagine like going all out in a
Do
paddle boat
you
race?
want those paddle boats to go the speed of a paddle boat?
Yes.
So
Yeah,
they're going like
definitely.
3K per hour.
Yeah. Very slow. Very slow. Like it would be awesome.
Love it.
Think people would have it. And then yeah, so then I guess there's no draft. But you could have put draft dynamics in there too if you wanted to. I mean, here's a bad idea, which is Mars. I think this is one of these things that sounds really cool until you get there and you find that like it's pretty dusty and not that interesting. But if it was
But
landscape,
does it have to be a true to life
realistic.
Mars landscape?
Yeah, no, definitely not. Aliens popping out from around rocks.
If we want a real climb, we need Olympus Mons in this game.
Yeah, exactly. Now that's a climb. None of this hour or hour and a half. Let's go a full 9 hour climb.
Let's see, it is 72,000 feet high. Tw yeah, 20. It's a 22K, like vertical, over. Let's call it like 300 kilometers.
Road's not in very good shape.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
You know, we want gravel, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But gravity's lower, so you know. If we're
Yeah.
implementing
Want it to be realistic.
the accurate physics,
I
like
mean, look, what do we know about what people like in Zwift? They like going really fast. Hate the jungle, love the desert. This would
very
be like
little wind resistance because there's
super,
very little
super desert.
atmosphere.
Yep. Rack up the kilometers.
The only downside is if you go over a little bump, you're gonna be catching big air.
Right. And that
Yeah.
slows you down. Slows you down because you can't pedal and actually make progress if you're in the air.
Yeah, love it.
Okay, last one, Dante's Inferno. It's a lot of it'll be like a little bit like Nyokio. There'd be a lot going on.
There would, and there
You
may be an
acquire
age limit to get into this world.
it's kind of yeah, maybe like a level limit, an age limit. It's like be a little
Once you hit level 666,
it will be very gamified because you have to like make progress through the rings to get to the inner circle. Maybe there'd be like little videos in between of like what you have to do in order to achieve the next level.
yeah, no, you're right. Bad idea.
Yeah, okay, that one. More fun than the heaven world, though. Although
I'm not gonna argue.
you remember about, I think it was about a year ago, there was a bug where you could actually like
Fly
launch,
around.
fly around. Did you get in there while the bug was there and try it? I
I
didn't either.
never.
Just watch the videos, but boy, that looked so fun. I missed that.
Hey, if all we're asking for is Zwift to introduce more bugs,
I think they can oblige.
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm tapped.
So how about you all let us know your favorites of these and give us your favorites.
Yeah, I'd like to see you top these.
Yeah. All right. So I've got 30 minutes until race begins, so I'm gonna get off and start warming
So,
up, but thanks to Doug McKee
thank you,
and
Sean Fogenberg.
we will see you next week.
Moo and good night.